There's only one Deontay Wilder!
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Good morning, TBV. What a glorious Monday morning it is here in America. We got to witness the beginning of Wilder Fury press tour. First stop, London. Also, we're going to be reviewing Good Morning Britain, where both Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury were on that program earlier this morning in the United Kingdom, which is the equivalent of Good Morning America. And plenty of people are in our comment section awaiting this particular live show, and you can join us live on, you know, tune in also on YouTube or Blog Talk Radio right now. If you're joining into the stream, hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy the content and that we're giving you a place where we can congregate as like minds. I know there's a lot of people not really happy with the title, but that's what happened. AJ was shamed. And there was a lot of AJ shaming going on. I mean, I guess you're just reading the title and assuming that, I don't know, I'm saying AJ is sensing or feeling some sort of emotional shame. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they were trying to shame AJ. They being Warren, Frank, Deontay Wilder, Lou DiBella, you know, the guy from BT Sports, Espinoza, everyone, the host of the press conference, AJ's name was used quite a lot. And as far as Fury's nervous energy, the later part of the title, yeah, that is my opinion. I believe there was a lot of nervous energy on the half of Fury. But obviously something that we can debate and get into. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. If you want to talk to us internationally or absolutely free, however you like it, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype by calling or adding, Nestor Gibbs, N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. And yeah, man, let's get this thing started and head on out to my co-hosts.
Him 50 million. Whether people thought it was real or not, motherfucker, we ain't playing. Who got time to play? I'm ready to whoop ass and get this money. You feel me?
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red runner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
What up? I'm ready to whoop his ass and get this money. You feel me? Hey, but this press conference has been very entertaining thus far. I haven't finished it quite yet, but I was up late last night and I did watch Good Morning Britain. Watched it about 2:30 in the morning. And when I say this guy went off on fucking Anthony Joshua, I think they really got quick asking my guy about Anthony Joshua, man.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but you said this guy, you're talking about Deontay. And when you say my guy, you're also talking about Deontay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know, but you know.
Yeah. But they really got to quit asking about Joshua, man. He's focused on this serious fight. He's been saying this over and over again. And finally, I think it just erupted and spilled over this morning, because he took at least 2 or 3 minutes and just went off on Joshua on Good Morning Britain.
Right into the camera, too. That's exactly what Mr. What's his name? Pierce?
Yeah. It was so funny. He was like, dude was like, look at this camera over here. Dante. He's like, don't matter what camera I'm looking at. If y'all want me to look at that camera.
No, he said, tell him. Tell him to look at this camera now. He was funny. Yeah, no, listen, man. Definitely fireworks. But I question what is real and what isn't. Who is real and who isn't? Mm. You know, what are just antics? What is just press conference hype to sell tickets?
Okay.
What is nervous energy? Can there be nervous energy on this title, because these two are as accomplished as they are and been to the tops? Or can't, I mean, again, my opinion is that Fury was nervous. Fury is the one saying, you know, come on, hit me. I want to feel your power. Like, who the fuck is, and I'm glad Deontay was intelligent enough to tell him right there in his face, ain't nobody about to mess up a payday to prove something to your dumb ass right here. Right now, you want me to hit you because you want to test my, no. You wait so that when I do bless your ass, I get paid for it. You know what I'm saying? A nervous dude. Listen. You know how I am. Y'all see me on camera in real life. I said the same thing, dog. We ain't got to talk. Let's go outside. Yeah, what are you talking and yelling and hollering for? If you want to fight, fight. You half taking off your jacket, half putting it back on. You looking like a Dawson. I don't know what the fuck it mean, but over here,
it sound good.
You look dumb.
Yeah.
You look dumb. Don't take your jacket off like you about to fight and let it come down to the elbows and then all of a sudden flip that motherfucker back on because you ain't about to fight. Like, I just don't know what hood these motherfuckers is brought up in. Like, what you doing? Like, you still putting your chest to the next man's chest. Like, that shit is corny, bro. This is a press conference. No one is expecting you guys to hit each other. Nobody wants you to act outside yourself. But, I mean, look, we knew Fury was going to bring this. This is what we asked for, right? All the buildup. Like, oh, my God, what's it going to be like with these two? And, you know, they put hands on each other, or rather, Deontay put hands on Fury. And I just feel proud. I feel proud. So shout out to all the little haters in the comment section talking about, they're fanboy. I feel proud, Mike, because I swear, I don't know if you feel it. I know you haven't watched all the content yet, but I swear I woke up after, you know, digesting everything that was out there in terms of Good Morning Britain and the press conference and, you know, any interviews that might have been done. I woke up feeling strongly that Deontay heard yesterday's show.
Ah, okay. So I was going to ask you about the smiling shit.
No, I mean, I think it was Good Morning Britain or the press conference where he directly spoke to a comment made on the show where he was like, I know everybody's saying I should be doing this and doing that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But every day I'm transitioning.
Yep.
So I get him. He's letting us know, look, it's not overnight. It's still some half smiles, still some cock grins, but eventually that smile will go away. And today we got a glimpse of that. And I'm glad, even if I'm not right, that we shoved him in that direction. Even if we're not right, even if he didn't listen and he ain't take our advice, I still feel we shoved him in that direction. Stop with this friendship. That's exactly what I wanted, is what we got today. You got Tyson Fury, little man, get the fuck out. Look, he did his job, okay? Mike, his job was to sign.
Yeah.
That's all we wanted, was someone credible to sign so that our champion could show. That's it. The respect and the love is done. He's as good as his accolades. But from now on, he's the losing team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't be all in my face singing and dancing, putting your hands in on. I'm glad he got shoved. And I'm glad he was told, like, bruh, we really fighting now. The games and the hollering, that shit is over. We fighting now. Like, you could play. You could, you know, you could carry on with the antics, but I hope you're training. Go get Peter Fury. He told him. Why? Because he's really advising him. Because Deontay sounds focused. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, he's going to go into this fight looking to put on a hell of a performance. So he wants the best and the same for Fury. Go get Peter Fury, because that's when you was your best. He told him to his face, that's when you was your best. When you beat Klitschko, that's what you think, that you was your best when you beat Klitschko. Well, go get Peter. Go get Peter. I like what we saw so far. Now, I will say, he should just take a break. He should just take a, you know, like digest the question, just be like, you know, and then boom, spit out his answer. Because sometimes he's running through these answers and he's just, you know, he's like, things like aren't coming out the way that he wants them to come out.
Get overly excited and shit started.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, just the fucking soft shit, bro. I don't know how to fucking explain that shit. But what do you think about the fucking, the production? Like, I thought that shit was totally shocking.
It was big. And you know what I did like? I liked the promos before.
Yes.
Before the fighters were introduced, I enjoyed those promos. Not the same one that we're already seeing. There were some new ones, you know, where obviously Wilder and Fury were together. So who knows when they were flown in to do that. And I enjoyed the music in which they used to bring out them. It was very theatrical, you know, building up sort of a tempo and a mood, you know, making it very dramatic.
Me personally, man, the stage and how the setup was with the guy right there. In
it was
middle,
a light show.
And a pretty plenty of space, too. Like, it was, nobody had to worry about getting tripped over or anything like that. It was just,
but you know
amazing,
what?
Man.
It was very typical of a UK boxing production, to be honest with you. Like, when you think of an AJ fight or a Vladimir Klitschko fight, you know, they're always big. It's always light shows. It's this big. And this was no different. And, you know, it's funny that you bring it up, Mike, because I thought to myself, I want to see what Showtime does. Is Showtime going to go as hard as BT Sports? Because it's like you said, the studio was very ample in space. It had huge monitors that mirrored the content imagery of the fight. So it was self-promotion. It had a certain feel. Are they going to try and replicate this in New York and Los Angeles? Or are we going to get the same dull American press conference that we get? Because again, we spoke about this on yesterday's show. When a UK fighter does a media workout, it's like 3,000 people there. Now, these things are open to the public other than today's. So I'm wondering, are we going to get some sort of fans?
I think
are people going to come out?
What they're banking on is fans coming out, but also the U.S. military having a big, strong presence there too. So that might help with the crowd numbers right there.
And I just hope that translates into people actually being there. Like, when the cameras pan, that there's some actual civilians that came out.
What's the weather there tomorrow?
No clue, man. Hoping good.
You're going in the
fucking hoping dark. Good. Tuesday. Oh, my God. It says lightning here.
Oh, shit.
But let me check New York, because that's all right. So New York, yeah, lightning anyway. I mean, because I'm not too far from New York.
Yeah.
So hopefully that shit isn't right, because that would be whack, right? What if they be like, oh, shit, New York is canceled, postponed because of the rain. We're going to go straight to L.A. Then all of a sudden it's like, no, New York. They ain't doubling back. Everybody want to go home, you know?
They got to double back.
They got to. You can't not do New York, but you just never know. I mean, this just says lightning, brother. That says lightning right there.
Lightning on a goddamn ship.
You know?
Not where you want to be. You feel me? But yeah, back to this wild.
So, I mean, let's get to the obvious.
Yeah. You said
you spoke
nervous.
Well, no. We'll get to that. You spoke of AJ and, you know, throughout both the presser, I mentioned it, and Good Morning Britain.
I found it very disrespectful on Good Morning Britain when a guy kept on asking about Anthony Joshua when you got Fury over here and you barely asked him a question or two. You guys made it seem like Anthony Joshua was the do-all, end-all, be-all. And they made it perfectly clear. Like, this guy, Frank Warren said it. Fury said it, Wilder said it, and I'm just going off what they said. The guy didn't want the fight. Tyson Fury stepped up because he wanted the fight. These two guys talked on social media. came up with something, and 2 months later, 3 months later, these guys are fighting now. That's all I'm saying. Like,
well, no, they said 2 minutes later, and you know it wasn't even 2 or 3 months, because
I'm saying like for everything to like build up to like where we are now. Like back when he did his interview with Brendan Schaub, I'm pretty sure that's when the ball started rolling, or a little bit before that. So about a couple months ago. So yeah.
Well, you know, I enjoyed it, right? I mean, it was good as a whole, but there was a lot of AJ being brought up, which I didn't mind. I didn't mind because it was, you know, the British hosts or commentators or whatever you want to call them, the announcers, whoever, you know, was the lead on the microphone, they would lead with those questions, which means these are questions that are on the minds of the English public.
The English general public.
Exactly. Exactly. Because these shows cater to the casuals, you know? And I was just grinning, to be honest with you. I'm just grinning because, you know, I wanted him to fight Dillian White because I thought that he would get the same residual that he's getting now. I don't know how long the shaming of Good Morning Britain and this press conference would last. I still feel that a win over Dillian White on UK soil forces the fight more. But this, there's no way that after today, hundreds of people contacted AJ. Did you see this? Did you hear this? Did you see this? He called you a coward. Like, you cannot run anymore. Like, you have to want to make this fight or you're going to look. It doesn't even matter anymore what public perception is in terms of the hardcores, because the public, general public, believes that AJ doesn't want this fight.
And because to the people,
there's only one other guy out there saying that and also fighting the other best available heavyweight. And that public knows Tyson Fury because he's from the UK. So it's like, okay.
And for all you people out there saying, how can you guys be so sure that Joshua's seen it or Joshua said about 15 minutes before the Wilder Fury interview, the British Prime Minister was on there giving his the Chancellor was on there giving his interview. So that tells me that they're right there, probably brought a lot of people in to see what he had to say, because there's this big controversy over there going on, so they put them on right after that. So with the Fury and Wilder, I'm pretty sure a lot of British people seen what Wilder had to say, and I'm pretty sure it got back to AJ.
Prince Vito, I hope you enjoy your shout out. That is the job of a good host, to paint a narrative, weirdo.
But one last question: how do you feel about the all the press, like all the mainstream kind of press, like Wilder's been getting since he's been over there, with the Good Morning Britain, with the press conference, with the guy sitting down with him yesterday from IFL TV, and the other one, like he's been getting like a lot of.
It's expected. It's the kickoff of a press tour for.
I mean, you say that, but it's not like that over here. When you start off of a press tour over here, we're not seeing him on a Good Morning America.
Yeah, we'll probably see him on ESPN.
Okay.
I think it's no different. I mean, believe me, he's going to be on some things when they're both going to be on some things when they get to New York. I'm pretty sure someone's going to have him like on First Take or something like that. Like,
that's a good point.
This is what they do for big fights, especially pay-per-view fights.
First Take has moving.
Let's check right now. Let's see what ESPN has already posted on their website, right? Because they're the hugest, in my opinion.
Yeah. I just like to see them on some sports media and some mainstream media. They're like Regis.
They already have the main picture of them two when, you know, Fury is talking about hit me now. And it's the first thing on the .com, you know? It's a huge picture of him in Fury. Actually, let me just see here. Screen share this. Bang, bang, bang.
Bong, bong. Fury Water Clash at London News Conference.
So, I mean, the first three things very big are Fury Wilder. You got two videos here. And an article here. So, I mean, it's going to get, it's the only pay-per-view fight right now. So it's going to get that traction that it needs.
Has to, man. I just want the shit to be fucking successful because, like, the way it started off, everything started off pretty great. Pretty great.
I mean,
man, I
wish you could say that it all comes down to a good fight. But the problem is, even if it's a good fight, people got to buy it in order to know it, that it was a good fight. So, they got to buy it. They got to, again, they have to sell it to the people.
And Fury can't be the Fury of fucking old, the guy dancing around the ring. And like he said, he wanted to meet him.
I mean, allegedly, you heard him today, right? Yeah, he wants to stand there. But he's also said on social media that he's going to make it a four-round fight. Listen, Fury's no moron. No one is stupid. People could say all they want. Oh, he's fought 39, 40 bums. Yeah, until you get in there and get knocked the fuck out. And everyone knows what's going to happen. I mean, Mike, they could call us whatever they want, but it's not a coincidence that all 40 people have been knocked out.
It takes a fucking lot to knock a grown-ass man out. Trust me.
So now that we're even just talking this subject, did you notice that Showtime put out a promo souping up the fight, Tyson versus Wilder, and then at the very end, like they're showing highlights of both, and they show Wilder knock somebody out at the very end. And at the very, very end of the video, Tyson Fury, they show Tyson Fury uppercutting his opponent and uppercuts himself. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I think in a way, since I'm just like this big ass kid that likes to tease people myself, I'm like, oh, that was pretty cool. They clowned his ass.
But in a way, you make
it. But in a way, it's like, yo, you're the network. Yeah. You approve this. He's your opponent giving your champion the biggest, most credible fight of his career. It's a little tasteless. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure because, again, I am the guy that, you know, we do. Everybody knows, you know, I'll call you kid even if you don't want to be called kid, right? So, like, yeah, I'm a fucking dude that fucks with you. So, I don't know if that falls right in my realm is when I would have fucked with Fury. But, again, I'm not a network, right?
Yeah, when you're promoting a fight, you don't really want to put out bloopers of a fighter that's supposed to be fighting your main guy. It just doesn't make the fight look like
I got to ask, you know what? Let me
catch a fan. I'm
about to say that, but you know what? Oh, Buwami said he missed that. Nah, Buwami is there, bro. Very end, they put that, and they actually got, yo, they had to have gotten the footage clear because it was big as day, and obviously, you know, like, he's not going to just motherfucking, I don't know, did they not let Fury see? Because it could be geo-blocked for Fury and shit. He got to see it when he comes here tomorrow or so, Wednesday, like, you fucking dossers.
I ain't fucking going to go off. Y'all think
hilarious.
Oh man, one thing that I did notice. Oh man, I'm sorry, I gotta do this, man. I really like this guy, Steven Espinoza. What the fuck is going on with your haircut, bro? I don't know who cut you up, my nigga. But you don't need to never go back to him ever again in life. Period.
Yeah, it was a little funny that part, right? Where it's like, why are we hearing from the networks?
We always do that. That's boxing. One thing that the UFC has on boxing, you don't hear shit. You hear Dana White for like 1 minute. After that, it's all fighters.
Yeah, Dana White is, you know, in some way, somehow, Lou DiBella, except there's only one Lou DiBella, right? So, but do we hear from Fox when, like, Dana has a big fight? I don't know.
What
is Espinoza and BT Sport? Because, I mean, Espinoza's already groomed, to be honest. He's groomed for this. He's done this. You know what I'm saying? I've been interviewing Espinoza for years and tons of other reporters. But this BT Sports guy, he didn't feel comfortable under those lights. It was very difficult for him. Like, everything coming out of his mouth was just looking like bloopers. In my opinion, obviously, it is my job to overanalyze and criticize. So, you know.
A lot of these people first time on this kind of stage, you know what I'm saying? Ain't really been like this kind of worldwide attention, not even for Vlad and Fury. This kind of worldwide attention, this kind of worldwide media, people get a little nervous. I mean, that's all. You get a little nervous.
Let's address this whole Fury tailing Wilder. Shout out to Tommy in the chat. He says, I'm glad Fury said Wilder took the fight because Wilder thought he's weak because of his long layoff. What was your thoughts when you heard Fury say this to Wilder?
I didn't hear him say that, but I'm giving you my thoughts right now on it.
Really? You didn't hear that? What the fuck? He definitely said it. So I can at least co-sign it, you know?
Yeah, I've been dozing in and out all fucking morning, my nigga. After that, they made 2:30, Good Morning Britain. That shit was hard to fucking stay up for, but I did. But
you want to watch it live for?
I mean, because I got my fucking time worth, trust me. Because what he said about AJ, it was well worth my live time.
Number one, Deontay Wilder!
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know what to... Because one breath, he says that, but he also says that I got to thank Wilder because if Wilder hadn't messaged me, yo, you fat ass and all that shit, then I would have never got back in shape because he said that I could never do it and I'd never come back again. So, I mean, it's like he says this on one hand, then he says another thing on the other hand because Wilder thinks I'm old.
Yo, you know, I don't get no credit for that. I got to pat myself on the back because nobody going to do it. If you go back 2-3 years ago, okay. I got an interview with Wilder in the gym, and I said that. I said, yo.
That's what I seen it at.
Exactly. I'm like, yo, what you think about Fury? And he's like, man, I don't think he can make it back. I'm like, won't you invite him to camp? Y'all both religious. Y'all both Christian men. Bring him back to camp. You know what I'm saying? And look, boom. But do I get credit? Nah. It's all good, though. It's all good.
But, yeah, so, like, it's like, I mean, I don't think Wilder is necessarily like, oh, man, let me get him now because he just got two fights back and all this shit. No. I think Wilder shit truly wasn't – genuine. They probably were talking over social media, and Fibber's like, no, man, shit, I probably beat your ass too. And Wilder's like, what, bro? You ain't ready yet. You probably about 2 fights. I'm ready now, Wilder. So that's probably what happened.
Well, Fury is saying, you know, Wilder only took it because he thinks he's right at this time. You know, like, he's ripe for the taking. He's had off this layoff, and so do a lot of Wilder detractors. You know, they're saying the same thing, and if they're not, you know, verbalizing it that way, they're simply saying that Fury isn't ready because he's just coming back.
Man, like my nigga NO said, what Fury gonna do different than he hasn't been doing? He gonna dance around the ring. He's going to try to outbox him, try to slip and move, try to work that jab, and try to do a little pot shot. I mean, we know how Fury boxes. So what can Fury improve on that's going to make him lesser or more a threat against Wilder than he already is?
I mean, look, yo, I'm just the bad person to ask anything because I never thought Vlad was going to lose to Fury. I never thought he would lose to Fury.
Like, anybody else?
Chisora was able to catch up to Fury on both fights. Yes, did Fury beat him? Yeah, he beat him cleanly, easily, but he was able to catch him. He was able to pin him against the ropes. You know what I'm saying? Cunningham was able to have success, but he still beat those men. You know what I mean? But I also look at it and I look at them men and say, they ain't Wilder. You know, they are not Wilder.
That punch, bro.
I mean, give me your final thoughts. We're going to go out to some callers. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to give us your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. We want your opinion on the London presser. Your reaction. What did you think of the presser and your thoughts on Good Morning Britain? If you watched it, if you haven't watched it, it's on YouTube. Go check it out and then give us your thoughts in the comment section if we're not still already live. So, Mike.
From 2:30 to now, I mean, the shit has been totally worth it, bro. Like, the Good Morning British set a tone. And then, like, I'm glad that Fury was more outspoken at the press conference than he was at Good Morning Britain because he didn't really say much. But the press conference was well worth the watch. I probably started all the way back over and, like, watch it from from the beginning again, because I mean, the shit is, it's comedy, bro. Like Fury and Wilder, like when you get like two of these guys in the same room, because most of the time in boxing, it's always either one guy's outgoing or neither guy is outgoing. And I'm glad to see that we finally have a fight this year where we have two guys that could talk it how they walk it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm also glad that gag order don't apply to Wilder, right? Because he was asked, a particular question, and his answer was more along the lines like, and I'm paraphrasing slightly, where he's like, you know, I was hearing everybody say, oh, where's the date? Where's the venue? Where's the date? And it's like, yo, relax. You know, what people didn't know is that there was people bidding on this. You know what I'm saying?
We got this, man. Just relax, bro. You know, we had New York, you know what I'm saying? Then we had Vegas. Then shit, all of a sudden, L.A. crept in this motherfucker, you know?
That's shocking, bro. I can't believe we're actually, you were packing our bag. Yo, I've got, we got another TBV chat. And it's like three of them already have already booked their flight. If not, four people have booked their flights. Everybody's already going to L.A. And it's great, man. It's going to be a fucking reunion out there. We're either gonna celebrate or it's going to be a funeral. Nah, it won't. It won't, because, yo, it's boxing. At the end of the day, like, if Fury pulls off the upset.
Rematch.
I'm going to be mad as fuck. It ain't just going to be. I ain't going to just be yelling rematch. I'm going to be mad. But yo, that's boxing. Like,
I'm gonna be bad as fuck.
He probably could. I'm saying, look, as the fight gets closer, all that, yo, he ain't been in the ring 3 years.
Go out the window.
Yes, and all we gonna start remembering is how good he looked in the Vlad fight. How many punches Vlad missed, and it's like, damn, but yo, but Wilder was never as good as Vlad.
Well, yeah, I know he was moving around too, bro.
Playing tricks on you, bro. And let me tell you, Wilder's not even a big favorite anymore. That shit is gone. If you ain't get your money when the fight was not announced, when it was not official, was when Wilder was an underdog, should I say. And now the fight is official. He's a favorite, but it's not a big favorite anyway. But anyway, let me get on out to these callers. Once again, the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. And don't forget, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. We're going to go out to our sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All right. So it looks like
we got Troy from Baltimore, right?
No, it's actually Alabama standing up for the champ.
Shout out Alabama.
I don't know who's.
Probably Bo.
Nah. That ain't Bo number.
My guy's a fucking betting guy name.
Let's go out to Alabama. Who's this? First time caller?
This is Edward. Edward. We're in Alabama, man.
Damn, Edward. I don't know why, but I ain't got it. But I got you now, baby.
What's going on, Edward?
Hey, what's going on, my man? Like, hey, man, I like the press conference, man. It was excellent. I just hope that when they come to America, they take a note, because a lot of American press conferences are boring, man. I think they need to eliminate all the little extra guys that come up there talking about, I want to thank this. And look, man, just let the fighters talk and the trainers talk, and let's just stick to that, man. I really enjoyed it, you know what I'm saying? But as far as when Wilder was on those talk shows and they kept asking all those questions about AJ, I kind of was like, cool, I appreciate it. Because it's a whole nother story when Eddie Hearn or AJ is coming out here saying something about Wilder. When you see Wilder saying something and it's coming out of his mouth and you see his face, you can see he's dead serious and he's not lying, he's not playing. And for the British public to see that, I think that's an excellent thing, you know what I mean? Because clearly a lot of misdirection has been getting floated around there. And with Wilder in the UK, it's just like, now, hey, there ain't going to be no questions asked about it, because AJ didn't come over here and do that. AJ was too busy running to the bathroom trying to get away from Big Baby. So, anyway, man, like I said, looking forward to the fight, and that's my call. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And you know, it's so funny, yo. People gonna call us biased, but it's so funny that caller Edward says that AJ was too busy running to the bathroom, because I promise you
ran into him.
I followed her. Yeah, go into the bathroom. I left the bathroom because it's like, yo, what the fuck? I didn't know I was following him into the bathroom, but he did go into the bathroom, and I can't confirm or deny like what else happened, right? So, like, what the fuck did you go in there for when Big Baby over this way chasing you down? But I get it. Again, it's the same thing we said about Wilder Fury. Like, I'm not putting hands on you at that. Yo, come on, AJ is fuck you, Rich. I don't put hands on you at that age, and with that type of money. Like, dog, talk all that shit about me and my moms later. See me in the ring, though, for a check. I'm going to beat your ass for a check. So
Like, motherfuckers would, like, sue your ass nowadays, my nigga.
Hell yeah. But I mean, I think you'll get it off in the boxing world. Like, between the promoters and the managers, like, yo, Big Baby, don't sue. Yo, AJ, don't sue. Listen, let's just brush this under the... Bro, we just seen it, right?
Yeah.
Must I remind you? I don't want to be the one to remind the show. Like, you got to use your think, put your thinking cap on, as your teachers used to tell us.
I'm just going off, like, I know it's not UFC, but I'm comparing stars. Big star, Anthony Joshua, Conor McGregor. He threw that fucking dolly at the bus. Now he's being sued by two or three people from the UFC. So I'm saying, when you're in a position of power like that, as AJ is, you don't do no fucking stupid shit like that, because you can be sued by fucking anybody, even a fucking boxer. Right. You're right.
All I'm saying is that in boxing, though, those type of things happen and the repercussions aren't that big, because, like, true, they just get swept under the rug because of the managers. And I'm telling you to put that thinking cap on and remember that this just happened very recently, and no one was incarcerated. There was no lawsuits.
Good chicken, though.
And it was just over. Julio in L.A.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, homie?
Like, see when Wilder and Fury came out, and they were, like, standing there for those couple of seconds when they said, sit down, and Wilder was just standing like, is this saw?
Yes. The Fury stood there standing.
I enjoyed that.
It's like he was just like, I'm ready, you know, like he could tell that Fury's taking this fight seriously, you know, like, and you know, the U.S.
I think it was mind games. Look, Fury was waiting for him there, and if you go back, just press rewind, like, he never turned his head. He always had his face in the direction of Wilder. Wilder never locked eyes with him, and I think that's why Fury stood there, as to tell us, like, look, this guy didn't even look at me in my face, you know what I mean? Because he never turned his head. He was always looking in the direction of Wilder. As Wilder walked there, when Wilder stopped there, when Wilder went to sit, he still was looking in that direction. I think it's his mind games, though. This is what he does.
I ain't get that.
That's the point. You know how you were saying, I think it was a couple of months ago, you know how you were saying they were going to try to sell this this press conference? I think that was a good beginning for the UK. Like, the way the whole, with the lights and everything looked like, it's a big fight, you know? And I think that the U.S. should take a little bit from that and just, like, put a little bit of sauce and just make it even bigger, you know?
Definitely, but, Julio.
Overall, the press conference was amazing. The press conference was amazing. Good show, guys. I'm out.
All right, brother. Hey, well, thank you. And I just want to commend him, Mike, yourself, and others, man. This press conference was at 7 in the morning, okay? Eastern time. So that's like fucking 4 in the morning, West Coast time. Like, this is a big fight. It doesn't matter that we're hardcores and 90% of the people that call in here are hardcores until they're, you know, casuals converted. It's still early for hardcores to be up talking about this and watching this on their live stream. But go ahead, Mike.
One thing that I got from the whole thing while Fury was still standing up, while I went to go sit down, I got it as he was taking everything in, and he was just like, hey, yeah, you're on my turf now. You see me in my fresh ass suit.
That's what the announcer said.
Let me finish.
Influence you, bro.
No, I didn't, bro.
That's his same word. He said, well, you just taking it in. He had to repeat that boring ass.
Yeah, I think he was taking it in and showing off his nonsense suit and letting Wilder know, like, hey, you're on my turf, bro. This how we do it over here.
Right
big
now.
Big dogging it.
Right now, go to that part in the press conference. I'm going to go to the other caller. Rewatch that. It's a stare down at its finest, bro. He was already watching Deontay Wilder walk out. It's like, I know I'm going to fight you. You the man? You the man, you the man. But Deontay, they never locked eyes. They, you know how when you face off, you that never happened. They never faced each other.
Yeah, I understand that. Even
Fury's body never fully did that turn, but he had his head already turned to Deontay. Deontay had glasses on, never locked eyes. Listen to the host when the host says sit down, and he sat the fuck down. And Fury stood there like looking downward and everything. Come on, rewatch that shit. Body language. Yo, I'm a fucking body language expert. I'm the FBI for the body language. I'm telling you.
You reach rewind it, man.
It, watch it. It was stared down at his fucking finest.
The guy was sitting up, man. He had his motherfucking shoot on looking at all spiffy and shit. Right? He was just like Sean Wilder, hey, bro. It ain't gonna be easy as you think it is. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got from it. I didn't get a guy that looking like he was trying to punk water or like trying to stare him down. No, I got a guy that feel like shit. He was comfortable in his own country, own atmosphere, and at the press conference, he just looked like he was enjoying the moment and letting Wilder know that hey, it's not gonna be as easy as you fucking thought it was. It's gonna be a lot more difficult and a lot harder for you to win. And at the end of the day, I commend Fury for fucking stepping up and for giving us something worth seeing. Like I said, AJ versus Povetkin was one of the boringest press conferences that I ever seen in my fucking life. That shit was not fucking entertaining, not nothing. Only time it got entertaining is when AJ was asked about Wilder. But as far as Wilder and Fury goes, come on, man. We got people, like you said, there's people up at fucking 7 a.m. watching this shit, bro. 7 a.m., 4 close West Coast, man. Come on, man. People love this shit, bro. Really.
For sure. Yo, please, go watch it. I want your thoughts before we leave out on your second take on it. I'm going out to Majid in Orlando. Eric Cruz in Texas. Good morning, my friend. Cruising.
Hey, what up? This Majid.
I know it's you, Majid. No, I know it's you. I went to you. I was just saying good morning to Cruz in the chat. I'm sorry that I didn't distinguish that, but good morning to you, Majid.
Oh, my bad.
What's going on, Majid?
What's up, man? Thanks for the morning show again. You know, we needed that. But yeah, man, I watched the press conference and I liked the energy. I felt like Deontay Wilder wasn't really stunting Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury was trying to stare him down on some intimidation shit, but I felt like Wilder had more of that demeanor, like, yeah, you done signed this contract already. You done fucked up. It ain't no need for this, you know. But, you know, it was interesting. You know, I give it like an 8 out of 10, you know. But Tyson Fury need to save that energy for the ring, man, because we bringing that victory to America. That's all I got, man. Everybody like the fucking video. They up in the morning doing this shit. That's all I got, Ness.
Thank you, Majid. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I definitely agree with your takes, man. I definitely agree.
Bro, he didn't even stare at him like when he sat down.
Bro, he was staring at, that's what I'm saying. He thinks he won that part. Just imagine you walking towards me and I'm purposely trying to lock eyes, but you don't fucking look at me. They stand us next to each other. I'm still bent. My neck is turned, Mike.
He never
looked at you. He never looked at him. Then he sat down, so he did it for the crowd. You ain't hear the crowd. You need to go back and watch that. It's all good. Listen,
come on,
that's part of this. That's part of this. That's what
I need out here.
Exactly why we do this show and we review it. And people like, holy shit, did that really happen? And they go back and they press rewind and they like, oh shit, he's right. No, Ness, you read that wrong. I want your opinion. What did you see? And it is that simple. I just think you glossed over that part, but I hear people calling and agreeing. I hear people in calling and agreeing.
Tyson Fury was looking like, hey, man. Hey, I like that shit, though, bro. I don't care what people say about Fury, bro. The motherfucker know what he's doing.
Let me go out to Mike in Indiana, but from the D, what's good?
All right, I ain't from Dallas.
Nah, not Dallas. The other D, Detroit. On? Detroit, the other D.
What up, though?
Oh, yeah, man. I just watched the press conference myself. It was pretty cool, though. But, you know, Tyson Fury, the king at getting in people's head, like with the Klitschko press conference, he got in his head on all that shit from they lead up. And that's how he damn near beat Klitschko. But yeah, you can tell Deontay Wilder wouldn't play no mind games with him. But Tyson Fury going to talk the better shit, though. I mean, in my opinion, because he, to me, that's what he's best at. But Deontay Wilder wasn't getting his head, though. No, he was trying to get in his head, but he wasn't buying it. You know? But I thought Deontay Wilder just kept it cool. But where they go next, you know?
New York City tomorrow.
They're going to be doing it for 2 weeks.
New York City tomorrow on the USS Intrepid. Then the next stop is Los Angeles. And we're going to keep our fingers crossed, see if there's something in Atlanta. Yeah, but I want to thank you.
Yeah, he said something about wanting to do something on his own or something like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they might do something in Atlanta. I told you, I know the promoter out there that he's cool with Deontay. Last I heard, he was building his own 3,000-seat venue because he got tired of selling out a 3,000-seat venue, but paying, you know what I'm saying? So for the last 2 years, he's been building his own. I don't know if that's going to be the inaugural or grand opening of that location, because I do, you know, remember those conversations of Wilder doing like a walkthrough for that grand opening and him putting on some other fights. And, you know, obviously they got the brother who needs to get his record built up. Where better to build them than in Atlanta, you know? Get those first 15 in Atlanta. You never know what happens. But where was I going to go? What?
I think, are we going to Skype? We're next call.
We're actually going final thoughts, which we've done already. What I want to do is employ my co-hosts and all of you to go back and rewatch the press conference. It's actually quite, it's not that long.
30 minutes.
It's not that long. When you cut all the fat out of it, it's not that long at all. Someone did say something in the comments about Ness. What are you talking about? Wilder got that back on Fury when he took off his shades. And I get it, because look, I'm from that era of who's the master? Shownuff. You know, Shownuff would take off his glasses and he's like, look at you, boom. And you know, he's like that dude. But it's like, bro, taking off your glasses don't mean much. It's like Fury is slicker on the mic, and that's okay. That's okay. You can win this fight. Wilder, I know you listen to all the shows, so let him win these fights. Let him win the verbal fight, because that's okay. He's a slicker talker, like he said. You shutting me up, Mike?
Nah, I ain't got a fucking bell on, bro. I ain't got shit going.
Nah. I know that was me. Damn, what the fuck was that shit he came back with Fury, man? I'm drawing a blank. He had a good comeback on Wilder, bro.
On which one? On the press conference or?
Yes, press conference.
Oh, no, I ain't see that.
Oh, you ain't see that yet?
I watched like half of it, bro. I got to finish the other half.
Nah, man, it was good, man. It was good. Because I think that for Good Morning Britain, even Fury said it. Like, yo, I'm letting him get his 15 minutes of fame. You see, I'm over here quiet. I'm letting you guys ask him all the questions so he could.
Y'all hear that long laugh?
Yeah. That was wild. That was wild.
It was funny.
That was his comeback. But they both had some pretty good comebacks. But my thing is, like, look, if you're Wilder, you ain't gotta talk. Let him do all the talking, because you're gonna do all the fighting. He's already said that. It's like he said, yo, I don't gotta hype it up. You already signed. It's over. Like, and Fury knows that. That's why I put nervous energy in the title, because you know what you're getting in the Deontay Wilder fight. These little bozos in the chat could talk all the shit they want, but we all know. Call them 40 bums, call them 40 champs, call them 40 whatever. We all know the outcome. Fury also knows that outcome. He could sing and dance and say he ain't none of them dudes. He has to prove that shit. We know that Deontay can prove without a shadow of a doubt that he would knock your motherfucking head off, right off your shoulders. Fury cannot, he's got to make us a believer on that. And not only that, he's only proved to us one time in his career that he could outbox an elite level fighter. He only proved that shit one time. Deontay proved 39 times that he could knock out 39 souls. So Fury being number 40, I don't see that hard to buy. That sounds like good odds to me. If he's gotten that many knockouts, why won't I put my money on knockout this time?
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be tough for Fury, man. We all know it's going to be a tough road for him to win, because he doesn't have that kind of really power, you know what I'm saying? To like, I mean, he's tall, so I mean, he's heavyweight division, so does have power, but doesn't have a record like a Vlad or Joshua or Wilder, you know what I'm saying? So we all know what to expect from this fight, and like you said, 40 people tried, 39 got knocked out, so shit, money on a knockout.
Peace.
What round, though?
That's GTO, Instagram, Twitter.
Gross 1911, IG, Gross 2312, Twitter. Peace out.
Deuce.